Welcome back to the Coffee Hour. I'm Andy Bates.
I'm Sarah Golseth.
And it, you know, it's
she
easier.
Said it right.
She said it right, and I didn't have
man.
The. I didn't have
Ruined
the right
the
mic
whole
on.
Thing. Hi, everyone. I'm Nate.
Yay! There's the microphone. It is Friday. It is Rally Week. Mary Schmidt joining us in studio now as well for Rally Week. And it's been a fun Rally Week. It's not over yet, though. There are more opportunities. You just heard from our friend Bart Day at Lutheran Church Extension Fund. I got to chat with him about how LCEF has been a partner with KFUO for some time now. And speaking of partners with KFUO, a longtime partner with KFUO, day sponsor for KFUO, Dr. Jack Fiennes. Dr. Fiennes, thanks for joining us this morning.
How you doing? Yeah, I've been 92, I think, or something number like that, and a long time ago, you know. When Abraham was walking around.
92 years? Wow, that's a long time. KFUO is, we're hitting 94 this year. Milestone.
It was 1992, not 92 years ago.
Oh, okay. I was pretty impressed. Because you're young and spry for a 92-year-old.
Well, I'm not young and I'm not spry, but 92 is way off my chart line. So.
Dr. Fiennes,
this is Rally Week, right?
It is Rally Week. Tell us, when did you first hear about KFUO, or when did you first start listening to KFUO?
Well, I started listening to it a long time ago, but when Bob Weiss went down to St. Louis, he said, "I got a problem." I said, "What?" He said, "He's going to work with me on the KFUO on his talk show." And then he got me connected with Paul Clayton, and so it was from that point forward. That was a long time ago, you know. I think Moses was writing the Bible at that time. I'm not sure, but something like that. But it was an old studio down by the seminary, and eventually I broadcast on the telephone and stuff. But yeah, it was a while ago. It was fun though. It was a blast. To tell you what, there's a book that was just published by CPH, and it talks about confusion in the world. And how everything's very confusing out there. You know, you hear fake news, fake this, fake that. And you have this kind of belief system, that kind of belief system. And they're all making the world and the message of God very, very, it looks very confused. And the only way to get through that confusion is by using a non-confusing flashlight or non-confusing broadcast, which is the gospel of Christ. And that's exactly what KFUO does all the time. Every day, all the fakeness, all the tawdry stuff, all the stuff the devil presents, which is diabolical and lies, is broken apart, tested, broken apart, and brought to light and made joyous through the non-confusing message of KFUO. And that's why I like KFUO, because very, very few, if any, other broadcast media has the ability to break that confusion. I recommend you take a look at that book. It's a pastor in Michigan who was from Concordia, Ann Arbor. And it talks about the confusing world and how the Bible and the gospel of Christ sets it unconfused. You might want to put him on the air sometime, because that is exactly the icon of KFUO, the non-confusing word of the word of God, which breaks out the confusion of the world.
Glad you mentioned that. That's Pastor Trevor Sutton, who wrote Clearly Christian. He was on the Coffee Hour not too long ago. Yeah, we talked about that very book. You can find it in the archives at KFUO.org.
Yeah, it's there. What programs do you enjoy listening to, or what programs do you find are edifying in your vocation?
What, say that again?
What programs do you enjoy listening to on KFUO?
Everything. I like it all. And my wife likes to set the KFUO on Sunday on your broadcast of the sermons, you know, the various churches. So we have a fun time from, we go to our church, Our Savior's in Springfield. Then after that, we spend like the next 3 to 4 hours listening to the various KFUO services. So I like it all. There's nothing on KFUO I don't like, you know, very much. You don't have a cooking channel, so I don't have to worry about that. But I'm just joking. there's everything on KFUO is very refreshing, especially like this shows like this morning with Bates and everybody there, Sarah. And they're a very, very great way to start the day and start or end the week. So there's no downside to KFUO whatsoever at all.
You've been, We do have the cooking channel. You missed the nutrition nutrition episodes when we talk about nutrition. We get to actually do some food right here in the studio. What would your days be like if you didn't have KFUO to support you in your vocations?
Well, quite frankly, it'd be a missing factor even with the therapy with patients, because I have people who need, not just me, but patients that need something to lift them up. And I recommend them, show them, try to get a hold of KFUO, especially now electronically. You can get it anywhere on any phone, any device whatsoever. So it gives me a secondary support group that, you know, sometimes you can't quite get in the churches around the world, because there's the pastors and other people don't want to get involved in the gospel as much. So it's a perfect way to be an alliance with me, so I can get my people to listen to Christian-centered stuff on the radio all the time without going, as you said, with a confusion. And so it helps me personally. It also helps me as an alliance with the people in God's Word that can support my people that need to be in God's Word. So it's fun that way. And like I said, on Sundays, some people can't make it to church, and there's a lot of people that can't because they're working. I can tell them that, well, if you turn on KFUO, you're going to be having church basically all day, not all day long, but almost all day long. So you can go to 3 or 4 church services if you want. So. The only way we can't figure out how to get communion over the radio. Otherwise, we'd be all right. But there's got to be some way, some button you can push to push a bread and wine out of the radio. But anyway, it's a very, very good, very strong. It's not a safety net, but it's like having another brace, another arm to reach out to people especially when they're down or they're anxious or they're nervous or having medical news they got to deal with. And it gives me a chance to get into people's lives more than, 24/7, let's say, more than just 55 minutes in my office. And by the way, yeah, don't bring the nutrition challenge me. I'm about as non-nutrition yet.
Dr. Jack Fiennes.
The only good news I got from my oncologist the other day is he did all my blood work and CAT scans and PET scans and all that stuff. And he said, whatever you're doing, don't change. Eat cheese, drink wine, whatever you want to do. But don't change what your diet is now. Because quite frankly, you're healthy as all get out. But so I got,
thanks.
I don't know whether it was good news or gospel or what it was, but it's okay.
Thanks be to God. Dr. Jack Fiennes, KFUO Day sponsor, friend of KFUO for many years. Thanks so much for joining us for Rally Week today.
Well, let's rally around KFUO. Let's go, 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 okay?
Indeed, 1-800-730-2727 is the number to call today to pledge your support of KFUO. You can become a day sponsor like Dr. Jack Fiennes. You can do that, becoming a day sponsor. Mary, tell us a little bit about being a day sponsor, what that entails.
Well, being a day sponsor is a really wonderful way to help contribute to the station, get the gospel out there, but it's also our way of thanking you as a supporter of KFUO. So you get to pick a special day. So long as it's not already taken, but you get to pick a special day and have a special announcement go out over the air 5 times on your day with the message that you would like to have. We have a lot of people who give in loving memory of their parents, grandparents, in honor of children or grandchildren born or on their baptisms. We actually even had a congregation once do one in honor of their pastor, and they kept it a secret until that day and then told their pastor, and he got a nice
keeping secrets from the pastor. That's impressive.
But it is a really nice way to support the station and then also to let other people know, there are ways that other people can support, and here's how we're doing it. If you would like to do it as well, you can do it in the same way that we're doing it. So it's encouraging to other supporters as well from supporters. And it's at a $480 level. And if you'd like more information on becoming a day sponsor, feel free to get in touch with me, Mary Schmidt, at 314-996-1518 is my direct line. But you can also call in and make a pledge during Rally Week. And that number is
1-800-730-2727. You call and make that pledge today during Rally Week. We'd be glad to send you not one, but 2 copies of the Christmas album from St. Paul's Music Conservatory. Fantastic music. As a matter of fact, I'll share just a little bit with you right now from the album Advent and Christmas Hymns, recorded by the talented musicians at St. Paul's Music Conservatory. We have another day sponsor story to share with you in just a moment, so you got to stick around for that. You're listening to the Coffee Hour. Here's a selection from St. Paul's Music Conservatory. This is Come Your Hearts and Voices Raising on KFUO.
become a partner with KFUO during Rally Week. Call 1-800-730-2727 or email gifts@kfuo.org.